Lively Stone's Meditations for 27th April 2023. Perfect Peace, reading from Isaiah 26 verses 2 to 4. Open the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Whenever Jesus was in the midst of a gathering, he brought peace by his presence. Often, particularly when some or all with him were anxious or fearful, he emphasized that peace by declaring, "Peace unto you." When we engage with Jesus in the reality of his presence within us, he gives us his peace. It can be no other and no better way. The words we have read in Isaiah 26 express this truth simply and convincingly. These are words of life to the dying, hope to the lost, and compassion to the unloved. Peace. Peace of mind, peace of heart, peace that transcends the cruelties of this earthly existence, is what our Saviour brings to those whose mind is stayed, fixed and focused on and with him. That focus on our Lord is given life by mutual trust. We trust him because he is unwaveringly and unshakably trustworthy. His mind is stayed on us, and he has demonstrated this over and over again, as so many can testify. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. 2 Samuel 22:31. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, "Who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Psalm 4, verses 5 to 8. These are just two of many quotations in Scripture that announce the same joyous truth, and yet we often shy away from it or doubt its veracity. Why? I suspect the reason is that it is far removed from our experience and expectations in life. Difficult to accept because it seems so unreal. It is unreal in our mundane, day-to-day view of things, but in the higher reality of our Lord of Lords, it is real indeed. His peace, the peace that passeth understanding, is to be sought after and treasured. Let him enter our hearts, and we shall know an everlasting tranquility, for he is our strength. Meditate on these things. Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." And finally, there are three persons living in each of us: the one we think we are, the one other people think we are, and the one God knows we are. From Why Revival Tarries by Leonard Ravenhill.